Is that a combination, the Bev erlotinib combination, that you would consider using in a non-protocol setting right now? For example, you mentioned there's patients you would start carbo, paclitaxel, and Bev on. Let's say a patient who did very well on that and then progressed while on Bev. Would you, for example, if it was a female non-smoker, consider adding in erlotinib at that point?
Stopping Bev.
You would stop the Bev?
Yep, I would, because there's something going on there for the patient to relapse during the drug. And I think that's an unfortunate area for clinical trials, that we don't know duration of trastuzumab. We don't know duration in the adjuvant setting, although that's going to be looked at a little bit. So the tendency to keep the expensive biologic agent going on ad infinitum while you just add X, Y, and Z, I don't know what we're doing when we do that. And trials that have been designed to try and ask that question are very hard to accrue to. The study in breast with continuing versus stopping with vinorelbine as the chemotherapeutic agent has been a start and stop trial that's just been very hard.
Do you think that kind of study, in terms of whether to continue Bev on progression in non-small cell, is going to happen in terms of a trial?
I think we have to learn what other agents make sense to combine with bevacizumab. And certainly if there's compelling preclinical data that there are others that you could bring in then and keep the Bev on board, but you'd first have to know that that combination is safe. See, that's the other thing. You know, when you're dealing with an agent like bevacizumab, you really have to have the safety data too. What are you potentially doing? You may be surprised.
This concludes the first CD. For more from the interview with Dr. Alvain, please turn to the second CD.